Rob, a tough defeat to take on Friday night. How are the boys feeling after that one?
Oh, you know, bitterly disappointed. Certainly, being the Challenge Cup, we've enjoyed, you know, some success in the last couple of years, and the whole journey of the Challenge Cup's really magical. So it's just a shame we're not doing that, and obviously it's another loss. You know, it's a different competition to Super League, but, you know, it still hurts the same.
Been, you know, a long time without losing in the Challenge Cup. Does that make it a little bit more difficult to take, the fact you've won it the last 2 years and now you're out of the Cup?
Yeah, I think so. And like I said, it's not just playing at Wembley and in semi-finals, but the whole week building up to Wembley is really special and something that sticks out in my career, which I'll always remember. You know, it's a shame we couldn't have done it with these young lads who were playing at the moment. It would have been a great experience for them, but you know, we had no bad form in the Challenge Cup. It was a knockout game and potentially, you know, could have kick-started a season there. So it's bitterly disappointing that we probably went back a step, you know, from the previous weeks.
It's got to the situation where we come down and have a chat with you players before games. We feel like we're repeating ourselves,
yeah, yeah.
Eric, and you must feel like you're repeating yourself as well.
Well, you say the same things, you know. We've got to get playing well quick because games are running out, and each week we say it, there's a game less to get right. So, you know, we'll say it again, we need to do it fast because there's not much chance. I mean, I'm surprised how quick the season goes and how far into the season we are. So, you know, to get in that top eight, which is what you're aiming to do, we need to play well quickly and get some wins, and, you know, there'll be none more tougher than Castleford on Thursday.
A lot of the younger players have come in and done a really good job. There's only so much the younger players can do. It's one of the senior players in the squad. Is there anything you can be doing to, I don't know, mix things up a little bit, try and improve morale in different ways?
Well, believe it or not, morale's really good. You know, we've tasted a lot of highs with this club and you know, been through some success, but it's surprising how close we are when times are tough as well. And I think that's what you need for you know, in mates, in friends, you know, people are there for you when you need it, and the team's close together. So, you know, the shining light in this down part is that the young lads are really sticking up and really playing well, and not only just getting a game, but really being a big impact on the game and playing well and putting markers down for themselves. People like Jordan Lilly, Ash Golden and Ash Hanley, people like that who are really standing up. So, you know, they're doing their bit, everybody's doing their bit. We just need to keep doing with it and keep tight as a bunch.
We saw Ashton Golden and Ash Hanley quite a bit last season. Jordan Lilly's coming to the team this season. I mean, he's been absolutely fantastic. Seems to be remarkably calm for his age. Just how much of a future has he got in the game of rugby league?
Oh, I'm Jordan's biggest fan. You know, I had the pleasure of coaching him when he was at scholarship. And, you know, certain people are good when they're younger, but certain people stand out. And the most skilled young player I've ever coached. So I'm not surprised that he's quickly, you know, escalated up to first team. And, you know, you generally find that the good players not only take their opportunity when it comes, but stay there. You know, I don't know how he cannot be part of this team for however long he wants to be here now. You know, I'm pretty sure he's going to get better and better. He's a real level-headed lad who's got good, big goals. You know, high expectations of himself. And, you know, I'm pretty sure when he hangs his boots up in however many years' time that, you know, he'll be a legend of this club.
Heading straight to the top then?
Yeah, he's a big fan. He's a real good lad, real professional lad, and wants to achieve. And, you know, the more of them people around the club, the better.
Coming up next then, Castleford here at Headingley. They've had a bit of a strange season themselves, probably not in the table where they'd like to be. Yeah. What do you make of Castleford this season? They beat Salford at the weekend. I think they're a prop and a hooker at halfback, yeah. So they've got a few problems themselves.
They have, yeah, but, you know, they got to win there. You know, a similar situation to us that, you know, they've got a lot of injuries, but people are putting in there and getting the wins. And, you know, it's all about getting wins when you're under the pressure and at the moment we're not quite doing that. But Castleford are a great side. You know, they've got a great coach in Darryl Powell who really gets the best out of his squad, and you know, they'll see Headingley as a great opportunity to put one over us. And but at the same time, you know, we want to play in big games and perform well in big games, and there's none bigger than a local derby against Cass, who are a real quality side in front of his own ground, and hopefully it's nice weather and it's a good event.